And good morning, and thank you for joining us today for the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show, and that's Panhandle Community Radio on this Tuesday, August 4th, 2015. I'm Susie Prez, along with my co-host, Chris Bessler. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Susie.
It's very nice to have you here, and our guests in the studio, do you want to introduce them, and then we'll get to the weather?
Yes, today we're going to be talking about the Convoy of Hope, Day of Hope, that's coming up in October, and there's a lot of planning going on for that right now. And our guests today are Vicki and Dale Jeffries. They're two of the organizers. Can you guys lean in and say hi, just so we get a
good morning
voice?
Good morning.
Thank you, Vicki and Dale. And also Eric Rust. Eric, say hi.
Hi, Chris.
And you guys are both involved with a couple different churches. Eric, you're pastor at Cedar Hills.
Yep.
And Vicki and Dale, you're at First Christian Church. And the Day of Hope is actually a faith-based initiative that's coming. But we're going to talk about that quite a bit more in just a few minutes.
But I think first we should hear from the National Weather Service. We know that it's smoky out there. I just read an article. That's mostly smoke from Washington State, big fire in Wenatchee. However, currently our temperature from the National Weather Service, it says 63 degrees. Today we can expect a high of 85, mostly sunny. I see a few clouds floating on that picture. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 53, and sunny and high of 78 tomorrow with light south winds increasing to 6 to 11 miles per hour in the morning tomorrow. So if you're a sailor, it's a good time to get out on the lake, I'd say.
Yeah, nice temperatures. And yep. For the rest of the week is
Yeah, I'm not seeing any percentage of precipitation or anything like that, so it looks like we're just about the same all week long.
Yeah. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:18 p.m. tonight. And we still have a pretty nice moon up there. It's 75% full right now. The last quarter comes Thursday. Tonight's rising about 10:35 p.m. On the lake, the lake level is holding steady at 2062.37 feet. We're expecting it to stay there through the month of August and into September. And typically this time of year, the water temperature is averages around 72 to 75 degrees. But we don't have current numbers, but I'm going to guess that we're a little warmer this year. If you've been in the lake,
pretty sweet swimming.
Yeah, you just can slip right in. You don't have to kind of wade in and get used to it.
Yeah, that's right. Jump right in.
Pretty nice.
And things going on around town this week. Of course, it is the first week of festival, one of the biggest events of the summer and certainly actually of the whole year. We have some great concerts coming up. Thursday is Arlo Guthrie. Friday is Ziggy Marley. Saturday is another big one, Vince Gill. And then Sunday is the traditional family concert.
And just to let our listeners know that towards the end of the hour, we're going to invite someone to become a new member. And the first person that calls and becomes a new member at the $60 level or more of KRFY 88.5 will get a set of tickets for the grand finale concert and the wine tasting. So we have ticket. It's kind of like a little gift for becoming a member.
It's like a big gift.
Of your community radio
station. The tickets are probably worth as much or more than the
membership.
They're
worth $40 each.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay tuned, but let's hear from our guests before that.
Yes. A couple other things going on. You did mention the smoke in the air that's been really heavy the last couple of days. That is coming from fires in eastern Washington. There's actually a number of fires happening.
Yep. And the DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality, is issuing an air quality warning. So
yes.
It's not good if you're elderly and you have lung problems. They're saying stay indoors as much as you can. Don't go out and run a marathon right now.
And actually, it is a little better today. Just visually,
kind of
you can see
like
the air was better.
It wasn't billowing down the streets. Yeah.
And one other sad note this week, one of our most distinguished citizens, Dr. Forrest Byrd, passed away on Sunday. And of course, he was the inventor of the one of the medical respirators that revolutionized service to people that are having respiratory problems. And in fact, his inventions was called the baby bird. It was for babies.
Yeah.
And at the time he invented that, there was a high infant mortality caused by respiratory problem with children. And it saved countless lives. He was a big figure in the community as well. He's had a heck of a life. He was a World War II vet. He was an aviator. He lived a 94 years, very full years.
When he was 8 years old, he met Henry Ford, and he also visited the Orville Wright brothers in 1937, the Cleveland Air Show back then. You know, he had this huge life. He was a larger-than-life person. Yeah. He lived right here in our community and did such good work in the world, saving many thousands of lives.
And they are having a celebration of his life on Saturday at the Bird Aviation Museum in Sagal. So folks can pay their respects there and remember him. He was certainly a great man. And
there's a lot more going on in the community this weekend. We'll get to the community calendar, but after we visit with our guests this morning.
Yes. So again, we're speaking with Vicki and Dale Jeffries and Eric Russ. Thank you all for coming in again.
Thanks for having us.
And what we're talking about today is the an upcoming event. It's called the Convoy of Hope Day of Hope. It's going to be October 3rd. It's going to be held at the fairgrounds. And actually, this is probably a bigger event than a lot of people in the community even realize. But can you, in your own words, describe what is the Day of Hope about? Dale.
The Convoy of Hope, or Day of Hope, as we're calling it, is a chance for people in Bonner and Boundary County, and that stretches from Old Town to Western Montana to the Canadian line. We'll see an influx of people from all over, actually. To be able to come together, to come alongside people in our community that live maybe at or below the poverty level or struggling. It's a day of free services. It's a day free of poverty is basically how it's described, and with just a sundry of a fair-like event that from free haircuts to family portraits to medical services to dental services. We have lawyers helping out with free advice. The list just goes on and on.
There's a big community meal.
There's actually food served all day long, as well as their Convoy of Hope sends a semi that is loaded with food and with an input of local produce or fresh food as well. Anybody and everybody that needs food gets it. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it's designed. When people leave there, they will leave with food if they need it.
Now, Convoy of Hope is a national organization, and I know personally that Cedar Hills Church has been involved with Convoy of Hope for quite a number of years. Can you describe what Convoy of Hope is about, Eric?
Yeah, I've had the privilege of being connected to Convoy for really before they even began. I happen to know the families that started it, the Donaldson brothers, and over the number of years, they have done amazing things since they began in 1994. They've served over 70 million people in a variety of ways. Just in 2014 alone, they were able to serve over 147,000 children in their feeding programs, served 51 million meals, responded to 22 different disasters in the world, were able to build or rebuild over 500 homes in America that were destroyed through natural disasters. I mean, they have a huge outreach approach. And one of the things they do is they come alongside communities like ours, and they help us put together these community events. And so they really are there to sort of champion and provide their expertise. Last year, they did their 1,000th community outreach. They did it down in Las Vegas. So we're probably 1,020 or so. So they've done it a lot. And they're just really good at helping communities come together and seeing all the different organizations that are already doing a phenomenal job and want to work together, sort of have an excuse and a platform to do that very thing. And so we're thrilled to have them as a partner, and excited about moving forward together.
And I guess one of the important things is they are just a partner, because this really is coming from the faith community here in Sandpoint, right? Cedar Hills Church, First Christian, both are very important, but there's quite a number of other churches that are also involved.
Yeah, well, there's 13 churches right now involved, and we really began as like the catalyst of it, but it's so much bigger than even just the church community. We have a number of businesses that are already involved, nonprofit agencies in town, government agencies, and the city's very supportive of this, and they're on board. The county's involved. The idea is we want to get as many resources as possible together. So even though it started out of the faith community, it's much, much bigger than that. I think we all want to experience hope, and we want everybody to experience hope, and that's really what this day is all about.
This has been going on nationally since 1994. Did you reach out to the Convoy of Hope to bring it here to our community, or did they say, let's do North Idaho again, or reach out to North Idaho?
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about the the opportunity to have Convoy come and work with us for quite a while. It's been on my heart. And last year there was an event down in Coeur d'Alene. And so I thought, well, that'll give me a chance to go down and experience it firsthand. And so last September, my wife and I went down and we went through the experience and were able to be there just like over 5,000 other people were that day. And to see the way that every single guest was treated, they have a guest of honor principle, which we will fully embrace here, that every guest that walks through those doors is treated like they're a guest of honor. I was blown away at what I saw. And knowing some of the details, I have some friends that were involved in putting that on, to hear about what happened in Kootenai County as people came together both before and after the event, that was the push over the ledge that I needed to make a phone call. And then I got a few pastors together on the phone, and through a couple of conference calls, this idea was given birth, and off we go. The Jeffries came in, and now they're serving as the coordinators. Yeah. And I probably undersold how much work it would be when we got together, but they have been absolutely phenomenal. And I know some
of our
listeners.
That's a common trick, Eric.
That's true.
It'd only take a little bit of time to put this together.
I knew they'd forgive me. Yeah.
So last year was the first year Kootenai County put one on, and you mentioned they had 5,000 people.
Yeah,
5,000 people. That is indicative of the scale of need that there is in our region. Is there a good gauge to figure out how many people we might have coming to our Convoy of Hope?
Well, I'll kind of flip back a little bit to Kootenai County again. Last year, they expected 4,500. They ended up closing their doors at 53. They ran out of supplies and food. They had no idea. This year, on September 12th, they're going to do it again. They're expecting 6,500, anticipating 8,000. So when Eric and Vic and I, he first approached us on this, I think you were thinking more like 2,500. And the more we're finding out, we're anticipating 5,000 plus. And I think I will be surprised if we don't have more than that.
How are you reaching out to our community and those that may participate as guests of honor? How do people find out about this and access this wonderful event and the help that may be afforded to them?
Well, we have an awesome media team that have gone out of their way to do everything possible, from Facebook to this morning's radio broadcast, to there's going to be newspaper, there's going to be pamphlets printed, magazine articles. And so we're trying to reach people by every means possible, and I think pretty much every media presence in this town is participating and donating their time and services, and so we are so thankful for that.
When you say that, as we talked earlier, 900 to 1,000 volunteers may be involved, that is also another way of getting the word out. All of them can be talking about it.
Right.
Word of mouth is great in this community.
Yeah, as we talk to people, we just want other people to talk to other people, and we want people to know that everybody in our community is invited, and this isn't an event to separate the poor from the not poor. I've talked to people that I work with, and they say, well, do you need to have some sort of criteria, to be able to attend? And I say, no, it's for everybody. Mm-hmm. If you want to come, I want to take part of the free services, I'm going to do that. So basically we're trying to tell people about the event and tell them about the need. And we are going to be at the Bonner County Fair grounds on August 11th through the 17th, I believe, or the 15th is when the fair is. And we're going to have a booth there so people can come by and ask questions and get literature. Dale is also going to be at, on September 1st, at the Farm and School, I believe. Angels Over Sandpoint provides backpacks to the community, about 1,000 of them. And we're going to put literature in the backpacks. Dale's also going to be there at a table to talk to the parents and people that come in that may have the most need in our community.
Susie, as you mentioned, you're expecting to require 900 to 1,000 volunteers. But right now, volunteers are needed.
right now. Yeah,
volunteers. So folks that are listening and want to get involved in this as a volunteer are invited to get in touch.
Correct. Yeah, there are about 20 different teams of different types of teams. We have everything from people to hand out groceries. We have a portrait area, free portraits, free haircuts, free community services, health services. We have a connection tent, which Eric can talk about. That's a place to meet with the community as their needs are. And I just forgot the question.
Oh, we'll answer.
The types of volunteers needed, which is
anybody
can help that day of the event. Well, how would they get in touch with you if they want to help?
They can go to the website, which is convoyofhope.org /sandpoint. That will take you to the website where you can actually sign up to be a volunteer, read the information about it. They can also call the number that's on most of the literature that's around town, which is 844-690-7900. Right now, that actually goes to Dale's phone, so you'll actually get to personally talk to him.
So call often.
Yeah, call
he's
often.
Late and very late.
But yes, we need approximately 900 volunteers. It's going to be a big party, and we need a lot of people to help put this party on.
One of the things I'm thinking of, sometimes those in need are not in need of necessarily food, shelter, clothing, they might just be in need of knowing they're cared for. And that is probably the off benefit, the unseen benefit of this event, is to know that this community has arms that can hold each other in a caring way. Also, I was thinking, I'm sure that that's part of what one of the benefits that will come out of this.
Actually, Eric, maybe you can speak to that. There's going to be a connection point at the event, right, for people to talk about just that.
There is. And Susie, you're right. I mean, that's why we want to call this a day of hope. It truly needs to be that. I mean, food's great and music's great and entertainment for the kids. There's a kids zone with all kinds of fun things to do. All the resources are so helpful. But the idea is we want everybody to leave with a little bit more hope in their heart than they came in with. And I imagine as many of us could tell stories in this room right now, our listeners could too, of, you know, all of us go through a season of our life where we find ourselves in some sort of need. And you often don't see it coming, but you find yourself needing support, needing resources, and maybe it's a little overwhelming or even it can be embarrassing. And so we just want to make sure that we create a day where a family can come, they can free themselves up from all the responsibilities they carry and all the worries they have, and for a few hours just experience the joy of being together, having a great time, tapping into some amazing resources that already exist in our community. But the idea is they can find them all in one spot. I mean, rather than having to spend days and even weeks transferring all around town to different spots, all of those resources come together in one location. And they're able to leave with not only a great experience, but some resources and tools that will help them maybe overcome some of the obstacles. There's job service stuff that we're going to be providing. People there that are helping folks write resumes and be able to find work. There's job placement that we're trying to put together. I think we already have that team as well. So there's lots of ways that people can come and get not only hope that moment, but hope for the next day, the next week, and the next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an important aspect of this. You know, we're thinking about people that are in need, and there could be all kinds of physical needs or emotional needs. But a lot of the folks that are struggling in our community, they're actually hardworking people. Yeah, and they may be working two or three jobs. They're just not able to make ends meet. And this event is aimed to help those people as well.
It's kind of interesting. I've lived here all my life. And till we got involved with Convoy and started connecting with agencies in our area that deal with people that are struggling, like you just mentioned, quite honestly, I must have had blinders on. Vicki and I have been on mission trips all over, and we see it in other countries. It's right out in your face. We didn't have a clue. And part of it is we didn't understand poverty. We think in You know, they don't have enough food. They don't have transportation. Maybe they don't have a house or whatever. And it's much more than that. It's a situation where there's so much, in many cases, they're involved with guilt. They can't supply for their families. They can't take care of things. It's just so much more than that. And that's what we're learning more and more every day. Having said that, every single day, somebody gets put in my path that reminds me of that. Even driving in here this morning, it just is right there. Mm-hmm. And I probably drove past it most of the time. And so we've become more and more aware of it. And it is so much more than what we know. And we're learning more all the time from different people. I have not experienced that. Obviously, I haven't missed too many meals, but there are people in our community that do. There are kids in our schools that do. The school district, you could hear stories from teachers that blow your socks off some of the things that our teachers see. Mm-hmm. And these our teachers quietly go about taking care of as many kids as they possibly can. Right now, there's about 1 out of 5 kids in our schools that are dealing with hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big deal.
Hunger, like on a daily basis, we're
exactly.
talking about.
Yeah, yes. And then you got summer. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in the middle of no with school, and opportunities kind of dwindle more in the summertime.
For the lunch program,
for the lunch
or the
program,
they even have breakfast programs, actually. And they actually do have a lunch program in summer at Farman School, can look there for help now.
Yeah.
It's just difficult for them to get there because they don't have buses taking them. They don't have buses taking them to school. So
exactly.
It's not readily. I mean, it exists, but it's not readily available for kids to actually partake of it.
Yeah, I want to remind our listeners that this is the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show with Chris and Susie, and today we're speaking with three of the organizers of the Convoy of Hope. Day of Hope, coming up October 3rd, Vicki and Dale Jeffries and Eric Rust. Right now we're talking about what the Day of Hope is about. It's for folks that are struggling or in need, any kind of need. But one of the things we're talking about is poverty. And so are there actually, do you have some numbers about the number of people in our community that are in poverty?
According to CAP, which is the Community Action Partnership, about 20% of the families in Bonner County live at or below the poverty level, and that converts to about 1 out of 5 children, which Dale just mentioned. We have teachers that are putting food and clothing in their drawers for kids that come to school that don't have clean clothes and they don't have lunches. Or don't have food to take home. There's a Feed Our Children program, a backpack program that teachers send food home with students on the weekends so they can take home food home to eat. We were told a story. One teacher was talking to one of her students one morning, and a student wasn't doing well, and the teacher asked the student if they were all right, and they said, well, it's just not my day. And she says, well, you know, we all kind of have bad days. And the student said, no, it's not my day to eat.
Because the family didn't have enough food in the cupboard.
Right. They didn't have enough food. So they had to take turns on which days they got to eat. And I'm thinking, I cannot believe this is happening where I live.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We live in the most amazing place. We all know that. And we're so blessed and fortunate, and we have a lot of gratitude. And this is another way we can show that gratitude, truly. And as you said, it's not a handout. It's an equalizer. It's a way to start. And I think there's a whole nother discussion here about how to move forward after the Day of Hope, October 3rd. But first, I think we'd like to take a musical break, if you're all open to that. And what we're going to hear is our president, our 44th president. It's his birthday today.
Wow.
He's 54 years old. He was born in 1961 in Hawaii.
So you're going to play the happy birthday song?
It's called The Beatles' Birthday. And it's a short song. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're in the studio talking with organizers of the Convoy of Hope, Day of Hope here in Sandpoint. And we'll be right back. This is The Beatles' Birthday. And that's the Beatles' birthday in honor of our 44th president, Barack Obama. Happy birthday. He's 54 years old today. And we're here in the 88.5 KRFY studios on this beautiful Tuesday morning for the morning show with Chris and Susie. And our guests today are Eric Rust. He's the pastor at Cedar Hills Church. Dale and Vicki Jeffries, organizers all of the Convoy of Hope, Day of Hope here that's coming up in Sandpoint. We're talking about this important organizational
important events coming up in October, October 3rd. But there's a lot of distance to go between now and October 3rd and staging an event of this sort. We talked a little bit about the need for volunteers. What are other ways that people can participate?
Actually, there's all kinds of ways. First of all, there's a logistics team that sets this whole thing up. Convoy actually shows up. Jason Bachman will be here the Wednesday prior to the event, that Saturday.
He's the lead guy from Convoy.
He's the lead guy. Yeah, he's the director, and he's been here a couple times before. He's so accessible. This relationship is almost a daily relationship. They're so... This is such an incredible organization, the way they've got it set up. Thursday, he's already mapped out the fairgrounds. And I'll mention the fairgrounds has been so good. They've been so good to us. We had an initial deposit, but then they comped this event for us. And so we have use of two of the big buildings of the whole facility. There'll be tents that will be brought in as well. In most cases, in communities, the tents have to be brought in, even in Kootenai County. It's all in tents. And so semis show up from Missouri. They sent this big tent city up. In our case, we have a community that's brought in, that the fairgrounds has allowed us to utilize.
The big exhibit hall there.
Everything, yeah. And the area behind, the arena behind, other areas. The Sportsmen's Association has a building with all the animals. That's full. They can't use it, but... They're going to open it up that day just to is an event, and they're helping us out with tables, lots of tables and chairs and stuff. They've been very good. There's a lot of setup to do. We have to put up a fence all the way around it, a perimeter fence, not a high fence, one of the orange 3-foot fences to mark the area, more directional. We have help from the Bonner County Sheriff's Department. Our sheriff has been incredible in helping safety teams. We need about 45 more people on the safety team, and that's helping park cars, helping direct people once they get there, and in many cases people that may have needs getting into it with whether it's golf carts or some transportation from the parking lot to right to the event itself. And security-wise, you're going to have security and people that if something, you know, somebody needs something, they've got somebody to go to. They'll be well-marked with vests to where, you know, I need some help with this or that. But lots of setup. You're going to have different booths set up. There's different venues inside, different functions going on. And then afterwards is when it's done that day. Everything has to be taken down. A couple hours after it's done, it'll look like nothing ever happened.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
That's where we need a lot of help. Mm-hmm. But
if folks want to help, you also need businesses as sponsors in different ways as well.
Yeah, we really. I think Dale hit on them already. You know, one thing we need is for people to show up. I mean, hands on, and that's families. I think this event is something that families with children as young as 12 can be a part of. And so a whole family, if the kids are 12 or older, can show up and serve as a family. And all those assignments, most of the assignments for where people will serve will happen either the night before or at our volunteer rally or the morning of. So it's you kind of just show up, you're given a job. So you get a t-shirt, which is pretty cool. And so you can serve literally hands-on. So that opportunity is there for everybody in our community. You can financially partner with this. I mean, this event does cost, and that's both financially and a lot of gifts in kind. Mm-hmm. So there's so many donations that that we will need, and many we've already received from great organizations. And so they can, if you're interested in that, you can let us know. Sometimes businesses just make some contributions financially to make it happen. And our website talks a little bit about about that.
And let's hear that contact information to let you know.
You can email us at dayofhopesandpoint@gmail.com, or you can contact us through the website that Vicki mentioned earlier. But dayofhopesandpoint@gmail.com is a great way to get in touch with us.
And to find the website, an easy way to do it is just to go to Google and Google Day of Hope Sandpoint, and you'll find the
exactly
webpage
right
that way.
That's how I found it. And also there's a phone number, 1-844-690-7900. You can always call Dale.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Dale.
Yeah.
You know, one other area that you can get involved with as you're listening is you might have a business or a skill set you feel like, I wonder if my services could be utilized. Mm-hmm. And we've had a number of people since this process began, back really the beginning of the year, that have reached out to say, hey, I've got financial experience and I'd love to help people do some maybe financial counseling. We've had some people say, what if people need legal advice? And so Dale and Vicki have been great about helping us to organize as many teams as possible. Because there are so many gifted people, great businesses and organizations out there. We don't feel like the Convoy of Hope Sandpoint event is necessarily the solution. We feel like it's a reason and an excuse to get everybody together to bring what they're already doing to serve those in our community in need. And so that's what we are. I guess we're a catalyst. It's just trying to create an opportunity and a movement, not just on that day, but Lord willing, something that will continue into the future afterwards.
Yeah, and raise the awareness.
Yes.
This, it has the potential to really raise awareness in the community. But speaking of people offering things.
Right. Well, I just wanted to mention that a young someone named Dion mentioned or put a post on the KRFY Facebook page and said, I want to help. I can help with the photography, the family portraits.
Awesome.
So I will make
thank
that
you,
connection
Dion
for you. I'll send them over to your
send
Facebook
to,
page.
Yep, or send them to our email. The email address, the Day of Hope Sandpoint at Gmail, actually comes to me. So I will send any, you know, volunteer information or request to the appropriate team leader. So in this case, it would be the portraits. People, like Eric was saying, people can provide financially. There are sponsorship availability, so you can sponsor anonymously, or if you would like your business recognized, you have opportunity to have your logo on the website, on the Facebook page. Also, if you have, you will be listed at the event itself. If you have banners, they will, can be placed at the event of the day of as a sponsor. So that's all good. And, you know, but kind of going back to, you know, how is this going to affect our community? You know, the day of is going to be a really great day. But what's happened in this past, actually since last November, is we've been building relationship in our community. You know, we've met hundreds and hundreds of people that we did not know before. We have a relationship with them now. And by the time that this is done, we'll have, we may have 5,000 people come, but we're going to have another 1,000 volunteers. So it's kind of mind-boggling to think of all the people that we're going to meet. You know, and we hate to think about anything bad ever happening in our community, but this is going to better prepare us if we have a need in our community to work together. We'll know who does what. We'll know what services are provided by who, and we'll be able to have that personal relationship to reach out. And, you know, there's so many people out there that want to help. They want to volunteer. They want to do things. But, you know, they either physically or financially can't go out of the country to work on a mission or do something like that. This gives everybody an opportunity to serve their neighbor in their own community.
When you think of that child that went to school, this is a good start and foundation to make sure that there's no children sitting in school hungry in the morning, because in order to take advantage and to really think and thrive in a school setting, you need to not be hungry.
Right, right.
Yeah. And so
I found out something I didn't know that's a kind of a cool bit of information. Michelle Murphy from, she actually attends Cedar Hills, but she's a team leader for the Plum Organics, which is a food supplement that will be provided at the event itself. But during her normal life, she raises gardens, teaches mm-hmm. children to raise gardens at the schools.
The edible school
the edible,
yard.
Yeah, edible school mm-hmm. garden. And so she's teaching kids how to grow food. That's awesome. They're eating the food. And, I mean, I didn't even know that existed. So I was, like, really blown away and excited by that.
She's been in here yeah. quite a few times. Yeah. She comes in, and we're just always excited. They just put the new one in at Farm and Stidwell last yeah. year. Uh-huh. And there's all kinds of volunteers that are helping with that. And it's an exciting and yes. hopeful way to see life unfold here.
So this event obviously involves Bonner County, but also Boundary County.
Yes.
And you're expecting folks from even eastern Washington and western Montana to come as well. Since some of these folks are in need, how are you going to help get them here to the event?
Well, it's that has been a question that we've been working on. Backing up again to Kootenai County last year with the Convoy of Hope, they put a team together that worked with the school district to send buses out within, you know, like Post Falls, Rathmathal, all over Kootenai County. They came back empty because, quite honestly, under school policy, you can't put car seats or strollers on wheelchairs on the buses. So they only had just a handful of people utilize the buses. The best way to get people to this event is going to be within the communities ourselves, whether it's through social services that they know people, through churches that maybe have vans, through youth groups that have vans, people just talking to people. If you go to the food banks, there's a connection of the people at the food banks. And a lot of people don't have transportation there, but they know somebody that does.
But there is the spot bus.
The spot bus will have extra routes going with us locally as far as here. But you've got people from, you know, all over Boundary County. You're going to have people from Montana that need rides. So most of it's getting the word out. You're going to have posters placed in as many strategic spots as we can and asking people to volunteer. You know, we've got a van or a Suburban that holds six or eight people. A lot of people do, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. be able to get people to and from, those opportunities are there. And thinking about it, it actually probably is a better way to create that those relationships, even in the drive back and forth.
You bet. That's the chance to make that connection, human connection. Talk to Bonner Taxi.
Yeah, I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah. I just have Noel Autry, the young guy that owns that, just came back from working awesome. At an orphanage in Africa. Awesome. And I know he's very invested in helping
thank
people.
Thank you. Great lead.
Because
I love it. That's really what this this event is all about. It's about bringing resources together, and it's about, I know somebody who has a skill set, and I make a call, and, you know, friends connecting with friends, and this thing just grows and becomes, I think, what we all want it to be, which is a huge opportunity for everybody to do something. I think we were talking a moment ago, people want to help. A lot of times we don't know where to go. We don't know what to do. We don't know how we can make a difference. But I think through something like the Convoy of Hope Sandpoint Day, we can do something together that none of us could do by ourselves. And there's an outlet. There's a way that we can actually make our contribution.
I was going to actually, before I forget it, I'm talking about, I'll get back a little bit to the financial side. Mount West Bank is there where they've got a setup there. It's tax deductible if people want to donate. Mount West Bank has the account, so anybody that maybe Judy out the Pondre branch is kind of our lead with that. But you can just go in there and say, I'd like to donate to a Convoy of Hope Sandpoint, and that will be addressed. That's when I talked to Deb and Kathy, the coordinators of the Kootenai County, asking them, what's the difference in last year? Has it made a difference? Did Convoy last year do anything in Kootenai County? Both of them said the difference is substantial. What has happened in Kootenai County as far as the community working together, now they have the contacts. They've seen a difference in people coming alongside people. You're always going to have that. That if it doesn't change other than increases, the needs will increase. We may or may not have a major national disaster. We've got prone to fires maybe, but we don't have, you know, the hurricanes. We don't have the tornadoes. We're living in a pretty good spot. But the deed's always there.
Mm-hmm. So as you say, the hope is that it's not just the day. The day is
exactly.
a platform
a catalyst.
For moving out and really showing this community what we can do. I also want to just let you know that KRFY would really love to be helpful in this way. So let us know how we can help. And if awesome. Things come up that you need or you want to reach out in some way, we're a network. We're an information source that you can use.
Thanks.
And so, and if you want to come back in close to, you have some more information or you just want to talk about it again, let us know. We'd love to have you.
Mm-hmm. I think we could probably plan on that, Susie.
Okay, yeah. Pick the day. We want you to come on a Tuesday because I want to talk to you again. This is really nice.
The October 3rd is a Saturday, is that correct? Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get you in the week before again and put a shout out. And our emphasis there will be, of course, inviting everybody to come. Mm-hmm. And again, there is no means testing here. Everybody should come to this. And if you're volunteering or helping or just there to see what the community is about. This is a community building experience.
Mm-hmm. It is, Chris, and it's really a no strings attached event. We designed it that way, and that's really the heart of Convoy of Hope as well. That there's no questionnaire you have to fill out to come in. It's truly open for everybody. There's no signups. None of that happens. It's purely you show up, you go through the experience anonymously. We do have a unique opportunity for those that are interested in it. We have a connections tent. And there's a chance for those that come to the event that want to get connected, and we'll have some individuals there from some of our local churches. Some people are going to come, and they're needing some spiritual hope. You know, I mean, that's a whole different kind of hope. But this event is designed to serve that as well. And so they'll be there to pray with people and to offer resources. You know, that again is totally something that people can choose. It's voluntary, but we want to provide that resource as well. I mean, part of the spirit of this whole launch was from the faith community believing that we can find hope in Jesus Christ. And so we want to provide that as an opportunity. And we didn't want to build that as a requirement to the process. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it truly is open to every single person, regardless of background, regardless of their situation. It's not something anybody should be afraid of. Just come out, have a great time, and experience what our community's already doing all in one spot.
Mm-hmm. The best part about it, this was planned strategically the week before Elk Hunting. This was a serious deal.
Of course.
Once it hit elk season, we probably would have had three people there.
This is North Idaho, after all.
It is North Idaho. You know, October 3rd could be just like today, as far as beautiful. You have just a beautiful fall. Mm-hmm. It could be, we could have snow. Who knows?
But
it's still going to happen. Mm-hmm. And we have the facility to be able to handle it. We have, it will be set up rain, shine, or I hate to even say snow, but if it happens, we're going to be ready for it, and it's just going to be
actually. There's a little bit of snow sounds good.
Yeah, it does. I'm not complaining. I am.
Okay. What? One more shout out on the way to connect. Go to the website, which is convoyofhope.org/sandpoint, or just Google Convoy of Hope Sandpoint, or email.
dayofhopesandpoint@gmail.com, and that will come directly to me, and I can answer your email. I can answer any questions. But, yeah, I just want to remind people that all the services that day are free.
Yes.
They're free to everybody. Yeah. And we have free services for families in our community of health and community services, dental, hearing, vision, free groceries, free family portraits, free haircuts, free women's and children's shoes. The children's shoe area takes 123 volunteers. And we have Cal, the women's group here, they run the Bazaar Bazaar, and they raise a lot of money for our community. They took that on, and they're going to run that shoe area.
Wow. Excellent.
So awesome. Yeah. I know. It'll be free women's shoes. The National Breast Cancer Foundation is a sponsor, a national sponsor. They'll be there. Of course, we have free entertainment and food and free kids zone. Matt Hoover from Cedar Hills Church is the team leader for that, and he has big plans for the kids zone. He wants to make every kid feel that they are a superhero that day.
It's so awesome.
It's going to be fun.
Well, your enthusiasm is catchy. So thanks for coming in and telling us about it. Right now you're in the logistics setup stage, networking, getting the volunteers geared up for this amazing day that you have planned for our community. And all I can say is thank you for taking it on. And I'm sure your partners will be with you in many ways coming up.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's been an honor to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for coming in. We're going to say goodbye to you and stay in touch with us. We're going to put a song on right now. This is the festival is coming up, and the first group at the festival is Arlo Guthrie, but his opening person is Jonathan Brooke, and this song is called Mom Song. It is in anticipation of Thursday's concert at the festival at Sandpoint. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. We have some tickets for a caller. Not right now. I'll let you know. Coming up. So stay with us. This is Jonathan Brooke, Mom Song. That was Jonathan Brooke, Mom Song. What a beautiful song. She will be the opening act for the Arlo Guthrie first concert at the festival at Sandpoint this Thursday night.
Yes, and of course, the festival's got a great lineup again this year, and in the first week is stellar. Along with Arlo playing on Thursday, Friday, it's Ziggy Marley. Saturday, it's Vince Gill. Then on Sunday is the family concert, which is, if you got kids, you got to go to the family concert. Yeah,
there's a lot going on. There's craft booths. There's all kinds of fun events. There's even a pony ride.
Yeah, there's all kinds of entertainers. It's not just music. It's a lot of fun. It's like a festival for kids. Along with the festival this week, they're kind of the big ones, but there's a ton of other stuff going on. On Friday and Saturday, the Bonner County PRCA Rodeo is happening at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. If you want to catch the rodeo, go to the rodeo. The Hive is having their Aftival series, and they have music on Friday with Funky Meters. Another big thing happening this weekend is Wings Over Sandpoint, the annual fly-in by the Sandpoint EAA chapter is happening. That's at the Sandpoint Airport. If you haven't been to that, you should go because they have some really cool aircraft that fly in from all around the region. That's free, open to the public, and happens on Saturday. And there's way too much to mention here, but I suggest folks go to the KRFY.org website, look at the calendar, or go to sandpointonline.com. That's where the calendars originate, and catch up on all the details with everything happening.
Yes, and we thank Sandpoint Online for putting that calendar together. Mm-hmm. Every week we get to know what's going on, so you can always go there and find out. Also, the Arts and Crafts Fair, the Ponderé Arts Council has their annual Arts and Crafts Fair, and that's this Saturday and Sunday at the City Beach.
Yes,
that's a big one.
That is a very big one as well.
You can get all your Christmas presents in one place. So we're going to do something here. We have two tickets. It's the grand finale and wine tasting. Now, these are $40 each tickets. Thank you to the festival at Sandpoint for giving them to us. But it is for the first person that calls and makes at least a $60 donation once the song comes on. And this is going to be Arlo Guthrie and Pete Seeger singing a Pete Seeger song called 66 Highway Blues.
How long is this song?
This is a 2 minute and 20 second song.
Okay.
And the phone number to call is 265-2992.
265-2992. Okay. Got to call in the next 2.5 minutes after the song starts.
After the song starts, and you will receive for a $60 or more membership to KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio. Now, this is our community radio, and it is listener-supported, so that donation, that membership, is an important thing, and we are a nonprofit, and it is tax-deductible.
This is just too good of a deal to be true. You better get on with the song.
So here is the song, Arlo Guthrie, Pete Seeger singing 66 Highway Blues. I'm going to turn the phone on, but just a minute. Hang on.
And that number again, 265?
2992. Okay. Here you go.
Right.
And that was Arlo Guthrie and Pete Seeger, 66 Highway Blues. And we did have a winner, so to speak, who became a renewing member of KRFY. And we thank them for calling today. And we thank everyone else for listening. And to 88.5 KRFY, again, Panhandle Community Radio.
That's us.
That's
88.5, yep.
So the festival's coming up. A lot's coming up. We want to let you know that on Thursday, August 6th, the KRFY Morning Show with Jim Healy and Jack Peterson, their guests this week, will be Eric Ridgway. They'll be discussing the upcoming Compassion for Animals art show. That's at 8 a.m. on Thursday.
And Eric's a member of the Sandpoint Vegetarian, so he has Compassion for Animals. Also, significantly, the state actually just basically lost a lawsuit on the ag-gag order that was passed by the legislature. They'll be able to go into that, but it's actually an interesting news development that just happened yesterday, actually.
And we've just about run out of time. I think it's time to say goodbye. I hope you have a great day out there on this Tuesday.
Yes, and have a great week. It's going to be a big week here in Sandpoint.
We're going to leave you with a little bit of Linda Ronstadt, I Fall to Pieces. Enjoy your day. Bye, Chris.
Bye, Susie.
Wow, it's the wrong song. This is actually Helen Reddy, I'm a Woman.
Yep.
Too much to go back.